This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Labor Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America. Heard on the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCNlive.com, and we're also on some of the big major cities in those markets with Salem Media Group, and we want to thank them very much for that, and not to be left out, some of the great leading independent stations out around the countryside, so we've got a great mixture of people, and we appreciate that so very much. Now, we also want to remind you that you can hear us on the Internet. We are streaming live right now, several different places on the Internet. Most of our affiliates have got streaming services, so you can hear the show over there. My website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, you can certainly hear it there. And, of course, the Salem Media Group stations, there is a stream there to hear it. So there you go. Now, we're also on the satellite, Westwood One Satellite, so you can catch us over there. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, and yep, it's the same as normal, because you still got the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. They don't stop. And by the way, the FedEx and the UPS drivers, most of them are probably on a holiday right now. But I'll bet you that the bulk mail haulers that are going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the contract haulers are out there moving along with their sleeper teams from one end of the country to the other. However, your local post offices are closed today, so is all the mail service. Now, our suicide jockeys, can't forget them, because without them you don't have anything to go when you need it in the way of petrol, and they're out there working today as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And, are you ready for this? We're on X at Captain's America. Yep, that's X. That's what Twitter is now called. And, of course, the Captain's America Third Watch is our website. So you can go over there and find out all the great things we got going on. All right, let's go first to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Good morning and welcome back, and I hope you're having a great morning.
Absolutely.
All right. And now let's go to Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and his book, Nullification, where a couple of more of them went out the door on Saturday at the gun show. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Yep, so two more happy campers have got your books, and they understand what it's all about, and they said that they will definitely give that to a politician when they get done, and they said one of them they thought would read the book for sure and probably act on it because they liked what it was all about, and I gave them one of those little cards first, so they looked at the card and then came back and says, I got to get that book. So there you go. So kudos to you for that.
Good.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad it's catching wind.
Yeah, slowly but surely. Okay, let's say the pledge and get ready, or get rolling. You ready, guys?
You got it.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. And why do we do that, Kyle?
Because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
You better believe it. Okay, well, let's see. Mr. Frank, we're going to start out with Dr. Fauci, the gift that keeps on giving, is out there admitting to the lack of COVID mask evidence, but he still wants us to wear the masks anyway, because if you remember right back in 2020 when all this stuff started, he says... Well, you don't really need the mask. It's not really necessary to wear the mask. And then that changed, and now we're back to didn't need the mask for a while, and now you need it again. So I don't know what it is.
No, how about this? You don't need the masks, you don't need the vaccine, and I will not comply.
If we
go down this road again, then we're as stupid as they think they are.
Yep.
This was an exercise in control to manipulate the outcome of an election. And if they're going to run the same playbook and we're going to be stupid enough to follow it, then we get the government we deserve,
mm-hmm.
which are a bunch of manipulating reprobates who don't believe in freedom and who actually believe in totalitarianism instead. So if you're going to strap on a mask, you're an idiot. If you're going to line up for the 150th variation of the jab, especially when you have people, especially young men getting myocarditis, and you're seeing that in pregnant females it's being transferred on to the fetus, then you're an idiot too. We can't fall for this again. And if a company decides that they want to have a mask mandate and you have to get the jab, boycott them and sue them into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
Because we should not shut down our economy again because some senile jackass wants to be president of the United States.
Yep. And I'll tell you who came down with microcarditis. It's Chris Markowski, and he's taking medication for it. Has been for the better part of 2 years. All right, hold that thought, you guys. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Monday, Labor Day, and we are sitting here laboring, letting you know what's going on in the real world in which we live.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank. We'll go right back to Frank and Kyle and our caller in just a second, but I need to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Now, they've got the Moss Nissan, the Moss Acura dealerships, and don't forget that they have the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, plus all first responders, whether or not you are EMS or you're a firefighter or police officer, and church pastors too, get afforded a great deal for your service to our country. Now, you'll also get Moss Care for the life of your vehicle, which is free oil changes and tire rotations, and that's something that'll save you a bunch of money and keep you driving the high life on the highway. So make sure that you check them out. Now, Moss Nissan's got locations in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. That's the flagship store. You'll see the great big, and I mean big, flag up in the air about 2 miles away. And you'll know you're headed in the right direction. Plus, they've also got Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50 on the west side of Brooksville, right up against the Suncoast Parkway. And they've also got a great big huge flag that you'll see quite a ways away as you drive towards it on the southbound side of the road right there. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door to further savings as well. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and Nullification, the book. Nullification, the book. And a couple of those books sold over the weekend. And one person said that they were going to definitely hand it to their elected official. And they said that they were sure that that person would read that book. Mr. Frank, you there? Huh. Oh, wait,
Mary.
That's Mary. Oh, wait, hold on. Mr. Frank, there you are. Mr. Frank. I got Mary on line three. Okay, let's go to Mary.
Mary and I think alike so much that you confused us.
Yes, I know. Okay, Mary, go ahead. Go ahead, Mary.
That's for sure. I would just like to ask about the gullibility or unawareness of people in a lot of issues with COVID and the vaccine. How many people do you think would go for nanotechnology and plastics, pieces, microparticles of plastic, to have injected in their arm or under their skin to pay for everything? And I think a lot of people would do that. What do you think? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, I'll tell you, with the mentality of the culture we have today in the United States, where no one, or at least a very good portion of the public, just doesn't do their homework about anything, I don't put anything past them. If it's marketed correctly, people will do it. You know, for example, and I don't mean to get off the topic of the vaccines and the jab, but instances of gender dysphoria occur naturally around the world, not just in the United States, towards 0.01% of the population. Yet the media and our government are bending over backwards for transgenderism like they were the majority of the population. And that's because it was marketed. And that's because everybody it's marketed to is a slave to the fad. Everybody wants to be accepted. Everybody wants to be doing the quote-unquote cool thing. They don't want to be different because they threaten to be ostracized by the powers that be and a lemming public. So I don't put anything past the majority of Americans today because no one does their damn homework. No one thinks, you know, and I'm not, when I say no one, I'm talking about the mass majority. I'm talking about listeners of this show or people who actually do take the time to figure things out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an epidemic of stupidity in the United States, and that's evidenced by who's the president.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, would you cut your finger off if Dr. Fauci came on and said, you have to mask, you have to get the jab, and we have to cut the second finger off on your left hand, otherwise everyone's going to die and the world's going to split in two.
Jeez.
You know, I'm afraid to say that a lot of people would do it.
Probably. Kyle, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Frank. We hear this coming around every other day now or so, at least it seems like it. The idea that Donald Trump would be disqualified from running for president because of the 14th Amendment. Latest person to do this is Senator Kaine, Tim Kaine, talking with George Stephanopoulos, as I recall. Is there anything right now that would disqualify Donald Trump from running for president?
No, not even if he gets convicted, because the 14th Amendment is very specific, and Kaine's assertion here is based on the idea that Donald Trump supported an insurrection. There has been no adjudication whatsoever anywhere that anybody executed an insurrection. Even the people who have been found guilty have not been found guilty of executing insurrection. So, you know, this idea that we're just supposed to accept that there was insurrection because the Democrats got in front of a microphone and said it was an insurrection, I don't care what you have to say. It's got to be adjudicated. It's got to be something tangible. You know, did he grab weapons with his followers and run into the Capitol, occupy it, and start executing people? No, he didn't. That's what an insurrection looks like. Manipulating the process so that you can exclude things that are constitutional and legal, that's an insurrection. So when the Democrats shut everything down and wouldn't let the objections of the Electoral College take place on a state-by-state basis, that was more of an insurrection than what Donald Trump did. And if you, again, this goes back to doing your homework. If you listen to the whole speech of what Donald Trump said on January 6th, there is not a shred of evidence that he wanted an insurrection to take place. He didn't call for it. He didn't infer it. He said, be peaceful. He said, let your elected officials know. He didn't say anything about, hey, let's break the rules. Let's overthrow the government. Nothing like that was said. The media ran with it. And because people don't do their homework, they bit into this thing. So people like Rob Reiner, who are on Twitter incessantly talking about the insurrection that took place, they're morons. They're trying to push a narrative that isn't true. And let's all keep in mind that Tim Kaine was stupid enough to get on a ticket with Hillary Clinton. So his opinion is worth less than a cup of coffee over at Starbucks.
Too expensive for me.
Right. But this, of course, it's like I was saying, this keeps coming around every other day, it looks like. And I think they're going to keep trying to push this. I think just because it sounds like official, like, oh, it's the 14th Amendment. And as you said, people need to dig into that and figure out what they're telling you is not right.
Well, and that's the point. If we're always going to listen to what an elected official says and take it as truth without questioning it, then it's our fault. Just like this, if you're going to automatically believe that an insurrection took place on January 6th and Donald Trump should be thrown into prison, that's a political statement that the left has been making to keep him from getting traction to try and get back into office. It's just as valid as Dr. Fauci saying masks work.
Yep.
They don't. And when people want to argue that they do, you're falling for it again. A simple fact, remember this, until the day you die and beyond, the virus is smaller than the aperture on those masks.
Frank, hold on.
Just like there was no insurrection because no one's adjudicated it.
Frank, can you come back and stick around another segment?
You bet.
Because since you mentioned the little guy, the little short guy.
You know the guy who sounds like that with his schwitz?
I'm going to play something that he said that totally contradicts everything he said. Wait till you hear this, because Kyle already heard it in hour number one, didn't you, Kyle?
Yes.
Yep. Well, Frank's going to hear it, and then we'll hear his comments. All right, we're getting ready to take the break here. Here it comes. Music's coming up. All right, Frank, hold the fort there. And, Kyle, you hold the fort. And, folks, I just took a look at the weather down in South Texas. It looks like things could get a little bit rough. There might be some not only hot weather, but there might be some big old thunder boomers coming across from the lower part of the Mexican-Texas border up there around Laredo. Okay, we'll be back with more right after this break on the Labor Day version of the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Tens of thousands of people gathered for the Burning Man Festival remain stranded in the Nevada desert after storms swept through the area. Legendary singer Jimmy Buffett was battling a form of skin cancer at the time of his death, his website revealed. Buffett was 76. A teenage boy was shot and killed by police after he allegedly killed a police dog and pointed a gun at officers, CNN reported. It happened Saturday in a suburb of Atlanta. Five people charged in an Alabama riverfront brawl that drew national attention as white boaters fought with black riverboat crew members have pleaded not guilty to assault and disorderly conduct charges. At the movies, Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 scored big, $41 million to top the box office in its debut weekend. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy. Well, before we get back to Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and author of the book Nullification, as well as Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, I want to tell you that this portion of the show is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, MyPillow.com has got one hell of a deal going on right now. In particular, they have a lot of things on sale, and they're at special prices. But if you need a pair of slippers, and some of those slippers go for over $100 a pair, they're all, take your pick, $29.95 a pair. $29.95. Save yourself a bunch of money over there at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's CAPTAIN on the promo code. And you can call them up on the phone and order it by going to 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor apologist, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we've got Frank Silvato with us from UndergroundUSA.com, as well as the book Nullification, and had a lot of pretty good comments about that over the weekend, and one person was anxiously awaiting purchasing the book, and I think I told you in the last segment that he said that he definitely knew a politician that was going to read it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. It's something that needs to happen. Because right now, if we just keep going along the road we're going on, the federal government is going to turn into more of a totalitarian regime where we do not have rights unless they say we do, and that can't happen.
Well, I want to play something because you were talking about Dr. Fauci, and Carl brought it up about the masks and this, that, and the other, and all that. But this was Dr. Fauci, ladies and gentlemen, in his own words, not doctored at all, in his own words, March the 8th, 2020.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it, because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
There was my schmutz report, Kyle.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, that was early on. And then suddenly we were wearing two or three masks. And I don't know, would five masks be better?
Right.
No, it's again, and it's to the point where if you see someone with a mask, if you remember back in the beginning, these sycophants who were just following Fauci's every word would stalk people in stores if they weren't wearing a mask and scream at them and embarrass them and call for them to be arrested. It's time to reverse that. If you see someone with a mask on, you got to ridicule them. It's a simple fact of nature, and I keep bringing this up, and I'm going to keep bringing this up. The COVID virus, and almost 99% of all viruses that are around in the public, they're smaller than the apertures on the cloth masks, especially the ear loop cloth masks. So you're doing nothing but increasing your CO2 intake, which is very bad for you. It's extremely bad for children. So if by now, with all the studies that have come out that said that masks don't work, and in Fauci's own words, time and time again until he reversed himself for political purposes only, these studies have said they're not effective. They're damaging. Don't wear them. If you're going to put one on again, you're a waste of breath because you're too stupid to do your own homework to find out that what you're doing is not good for you and not good for anybody else around you. As a matter of fact, you know why the COVID emergency ended? It wasn't because of the jab that didn't work. It wasn't because of the masks that didn't work. It's because a large amount of people actually acquired natural immunity from it. And it fell by the wayside. That's how virology works. So if you're not going to take the time to figure out what's good for you on your own, instead of listening to a narcissistic dwarf like Anthony Fauci, then you deserve what you get. But I'm not going to comply this time around. And if somebody doesn't want me in there, I'm going to be calling one of several organizations that will file a lawsuit on my behalf because they're infringing on my right to free travel, free speech, and freedom of association.
Okay.
But lawsuits have to fly.
Okay, I'm going to go right over to the phone. We've got one of our favorite callers, Anthony from Tampa, on the line. So, Anthony, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Patriots. You know, I like to follow up on Frank's mindset accurately because a lot of the sheep mentality of a lot of the citizens of this country played into their fixation on their favorite media outlets. They're so enamored with the personalities, the anchors, that they're willing to kind of follow suit on whatever they're being programmed to listen to. These stations were so gung-ho in bringing up these pseudo doctors from certain universities to speak their minds on what was appropriate for the public to wear and what was appropriate for the public to inject into their bodies. And they forsook the fact that people were suffering from getting those jabs. And the mask, pretty much, all you're doing is recycling your own breath back into your nose, and that was the main culprit there. But no, Frank, you're right. People didn't take the time to think for themselves. They became fixated, and again, the media all around was complicit in just carrying the mandate of this corrupt administration. And Fauci, to me, is just a modern version of Dr. Joseph Mengele.
Mm.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Well,
thank you, guys. Just, God bless America.
All right. Thank you very much, Anthony. Go ahead, Frank.
Absolutely. This guy was experimenting and profiting off of what he was doing to the American public.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he is a modern-day Joseph Mengele, and I'm not ashamed to say it, and a lot of people should be saying it more. And Anthony is absolutely correct about the media. They just parroted exactly what everybody was saying in government and trotting on these people from universities, which receive funding from the government to parrot what they want the narrative to be.
Mm-hmm.
The media is supposed to be questioning truth to power. They didn't do it. And why? Anthony's correct. People get enamored with the bubble-headed whoever on TV and because they achieve celebrity status, being people who rip and read the news off of a teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
These personalities, you know, 90% of the people who are talking heads on the news programs can't add 2 + 2 if it's not loaded into the teleprompter. Very few journalists exist today. News readers exist, but mm-hmm. journalists, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if all you're going to do is listen to CNN and follow everything they say, you're a slave.
Well, our friend Fred down in Fort Lauderdale has rendered an opinion here. He said, here's my take. Biden stays in the race as long as he can, then Newsom takes the baton and continues the race. Meanwhile, Newsom and Kamala are from the same state, and both names cannot be on the ticket. Kamala goes next. That's Fred in Fort Lauderdale.
As much as I enjoy Fred, there's no law against two people from the same state running for president and vice president.
They can. Mm-hmm.
And right now they want the California mentality. The mm-hmm. Democrats want that California mentality because the people who live out there to a great extent, because they keep electing people like Gavin Newsom, you know, they're okay with going along to get along because they don't do their homework. Gavin Newsom, the guy faced a recall election, and now he goes, oh, I guess I dodged a bullet, and I get to stay in as governor. Why not ask for a raise and a promotion?
George, the Godfather, saying good morning, and he's saying 15 new billionaires were made on the vaccine.
Yeah, follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the money, the science of money. That's the only science that was truthful here.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Mr. Frank, here comes the break, and we got to talk to you on Friday, but in the meantime, stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and, of course, he's written the book Nullification. I do have those books with me, some of them. You can purchase one if you want when you see me the next time. Okay, Kyle Warren is going to hang in there, and we're going to come right back and talk a little sports because there's some sports to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jugger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by our long-running Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They've been with the program ever since the beginning. And, of course, Dominic's Blinds and Decor is down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And, by the way, you can either stop on in or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment, because when it comes to blinds, when it comes to shades, when it comes to shutters, and from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. They're the absolute best at what they do. They, you have my word on it. They've done work for me in the past, and they've been nothing short of phenomenal. Now, make sure when you do call them up, 941-922-2345, or when you stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, that you tell them the captain sent you. You might be surprised at what that might get you. Okay, local and experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 941-922-2345. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we have the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Yay! 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 Oh, well.
Good morning, Captain.
You can talk over the applause.
Well, you know, I just wanted to...
You just wanted to sit there and take it all in, I know.
There you go.
Nobody ever applauds you until you come on this show, but go ahead.
There you go. How about Jordan Travis last night for the Florida State Seminoles? Made the Sunshine State proud down there in Orlando. They put it on LSU 45-24, but don't let the score indicate how good of a game it was, because it was close. Okay, first half, 17-14 LSU. Second half, well, you know the rest of the story. What a great game. Very exciting. Made the Florida State fans happy. A lot of the franchise up there, I call it, is starting to turn it around. So congratulations to the Florida State.
Trivia question for you, sir. You ready?
Go for it.
What major Florida University football program scored the most points over the weekend?
Over the weekend, most points. That's probably going to be UCF.
You betcha, 66 points.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they put it on them. They put it on Kent State Thursday night. Yeah,
yep.
It was up there, you know. Yeah, they played very well. Give the good old Central Florida Knights some credit. Now, a lot of good football here in the state of Florida now. And, kudos to the alumni getting their, schools up and running appropriately. So, let's go to a little Major League Baseball, gentlemen. Do a little update on the standings. The Orioles are 85-51, and the Rays are 83-54. That puts them 2.5 games back of the Orioles to win that division.
I don't think you're going to do it.
They had another setback. Captain, Peter Fairbanks, their closer, is on the IL now. He's having to take over for Jason Adams, who went on the IL, and then he had a rough outing. And they're not sure if he's going to be the answer or not. So we shall see. I hope he can get it together, obviously. The Twins have distanced themselves from Cleveland. Now they're 5 games up. I don't think Cleveland's going to be able to catch them, and they won't be in the realm of reality for a wild card.
Are we talking Rocco Baldelli's Minnesota Twins?
You got it, Captain. Rocco's got a shot, man, to, really do something in the playoffs. This team's playing well. I mean, they play well for him.
Good.
Anything can happen in the playoffs.
Well, he's a player's player. I mean, what the heck?
He is. He really is. He sticks up for his guys, but he expects discipline from them. He was always a hard worker for the Tampa Bay Rays. And his career was cut short, unfortunately, because of a disease and illness. But now he's doing a great job managing, and I hope he continues there with Minnesota and keeps them going. He's great for the sport.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. And then Seattle Mariners, they're one game up on the Rangers and on the Astros. I mean, that is such a hard-fought division. Kyle, I know you're a big Los Angeles Angels fan. If they were in another division, their outcome might have been a little different this year. And it's a shame what's happened ever since they kept Ohtani. But hopefully they'll, rebuild next year and make it happen, sir.
Well, I think you're right, Patrick. That's my hope as well. But here's an interesting headline, I think, that came out just a little while ago. Mike Trout saying he's been blindsided by these wholesale waivers at the Angels Baseball Club. Does that mean they put everybody else on waivers and didn't tell him about it?
No, they've been letting a lot of people go, and they're not going to keep a lot of people. He's curious to what's going on with the franchise. He was happy they kept Ohtani, but now he's just not sure what direction they're going in. I mean, there's a guy who should really finish his career out there with the Angels. I don't know if it's going to happen. We talked a little bit about that, switching gears with the NFL starting up this Thursday. Captain, and you and I will talk about that Kansas City.
You talking about Mike Evans, though?
Yeah, exactly, Captain.
Yeah.
It's amazing how, these guys just don't stay the whole time. Well, I think they should. There should be a way to try to make it work. But I don't know if Mike Evans is going to stay. I don't know if Trout
you know, and or our county will.
They all want that big payday.
Well, some of it's that, Captain, and then the other part, though, is the franchise doesn't want to pay them what other franchises will give them because they're at the end of their career.
And kudos to the center who's hurt, Ryan Jensen, for renegotiating some of his contract to give it back so they could sign some of these free agents.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of players out there that are willing to do that, take it at a later date, which is always good, restructuring it. I like the salary cap in the National Football League. I'd like them to institute it in Major League Baseball. I just think it makes more of a parity and an all-around better way for all the sports fans. I mean, we're going to have several teams lose 100 games this year in baseball. That's not enjoyable for the fans to watch and see. I don't get it. I think that's something that could be helped. Cal, would you agree if they had a salary cap in baseball that there would be more parity?
Probably so. But, you know, you've also got this sort of, you know, cachet that, well, I got a $150 million contract. Well, I got a $200 million contract. And, you know, where does it all end? And is there's a lot of bragging rights involved.
I get 35 cents.
Good one, Captain. Yeah,
and that's before taxes.
Yeah. There you go. the sad part, Kyle, is these contracts now are just so different from the majority of people's lifestyles and the money they make. I don't know if that's a good thing either. That's up for discussion.
Well, you can't keep charging the kind of money you do at the ballpark. You go pay $30 to go park a car and $20 for a couple of by the way, $10 for a can of soda.
Yeah, come on.
Just, are you kidding me?
You know, what I don't get, Captain, is you can't do that if a hurricane hits. You can't gouge the public, but in a ballpark, you can. We got to have some more, you know, transparency and a lot more consistency in this country. And you and Kyle talk about it all the time. And, you know, it just segues into what I do.
Oh, wait
I
a minute. You're running out of time here. You got to make it quick, 30 seconds.
Anybody need any help with their insurance needs, give me a full transparency. I'm full about giving you the most value for your dollar and saving you a dollar, because in today's world, that's what it's all about. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. God bless you. Everybody have a safe and happy Labor Day. Thank you, Captain.
All right, you just might run into Patrick Hyland tomorrow at the Mission Barbecue, right?
That is correct, sir. That's okay. The game plan.
All right, West Waters Avenue. Okay, thanks, Patrick. Okay, Kyle. You know, another great night of Radio Excellence. Boy, we had a bunch of callers there that last hour, and I really appreciate that and appreciate the people chiming in. And Anthony, you're always good for a great call, so thanks a lot for you chiming in there. And Jeannie, we heard from her. And let's see, Mary, we heard from her. And there were a couple more along the line there. Really good, informative calls, and that's what we like. Kyle, I'll talk to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. He'll be back tonight. I'll be back tonight. Don't forget, it's Labor Day, so go find somewhere to labor. God bless America, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.